Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
We've heard from a lot of Republicans that, gee, I'd vote for somebody besides Speaker Boehner, but nobody will put their name out there as running, so there's nobody else to vote for. Well, that changed yesterday when my friend Ted Yoho said, I'm putting my name out there, I'll be a candidate for Speaker, and I'm putting my name out there also today to be another candidate for Speaker.
Will John Boehner still be the man holding the gavel, calling the shots as the Speaker of the House, or does he get the boot? And does it make the Republicans look like they're in the middle of a sideshow, and will that matter for 2016? So many questions. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Here we are at the top of this show talking about the runoff from Washington, D.C., and the runoff is this. Of course, there could be a big effect when this new Congress rolls into town. And they're there now, ready to make some history in a different direction. And I think the Republicans have to measure certain things that they're doing and decide what it is they really want in replacing Boehner. What is it that they're going to do? Teach Boehner a lesson? Give the Democrats a chance to start immediately saying, look at this is, you know, the Mickey Mouse Club, because Boehner doesn't have the majority. We're going to have to vote over and over and over and over and over again, because that's exactly the kind of thing that can happen. Or, hey, all bets are off. This is a way to defend the Constitution. This is a way to do what should have happened in the first place, and that's the way it is. You stand up for what you believe in, and if you believe that Boehner messed up, then maybe it's time to make a big switcheroo. But who gets the votes and who has the political acumen to handle the Democrats and the president? Because let's face it, it would be much more advantageous to have some things get done, right, instead of a complete logjam. Am I going to look back at this show, re-rack it, and re-rack a show, you know, re-rack shows for the next 2 years where absolutely nothing gets through? Everything becomes a fight. It's an arm wrestling contest, and we see very little legislation, important legislation, things that we need to happen. Because as much as I'm not a giant proponent of huge government and massive reach, we do have to have a federal government, I believe, but one that's as effective, lean, and mean as it can be. And it certainly is nothing of the sort at this point. But there's about a dozen Republicans who say that they're going to vote against Boehner on Tuesday when it's all about electing leadership. You got to figure, house-wise, 64 Republicans gained House seats. And they're talking about this amendment to cut off all funding to implement or enforce Obamacare and having it blocked procedurally because of the speaker. At least that's what Congressman Steve King says happened, and it did. So conservatives are saying that, you know, he's making deals with the Democrats and he isn't fighting hard enough for Republican principles. Or do you want someone that has to be able to deal with the Democrats because you want some things to go through? Which is it? President Obama, according to King and so many others, is violating the Constitution at will by signing executive actions to make changes in the Affordable Care Act and to grant amnesty to millions of illegal immigrants. The immigration battle has been waging for a long time, and that's going to pop wide open in 2015. It's going to happen in the next month, you know, probably when the Department of Homeland Security is running out of funds at the end of February. And one of the things that King says is, look, this speaker has prevented us from keeping our oath to defend the Constitution and restore Congress, the authority of Congress, instead of having it usurped. That's why Louis Gohmert, who you heard there, said that he's decided to throw his name into the ring, and so is Florida Congressman Ted Yoho. And King wants other people to be involved to try to run as well for that speaker's job. But for Boehner, he just has to get the majority. He needs 218. 29 Republicans would have to vote against him. And so far, the other candidates don't have as much support as Boehner. So most likely, there may be some grandstanding on this, but it would be really unusual if Boehner fell, if he didn't get the majority votes. And if he doesn't, then the votes would be held again and again and again. Well, they'd be held until somebody gets a majority. So if there was a failure on a first vote, it would probably be a recess where they would have some people withdraw their names or have other people change their vote or, you know, whatever kind of arm twisting you had to do. Tom Cole, the congressman from Oklahoma, who supports Boehner, says that Gohmert and Yoho, that they are seeking attention and that this would distract from the Republicans' message. That what is the end game in all of this? And I think the one thing is you have to look at what happens with 2016. And you have to think about this base. I mean, do Republicans come in all shapes, sizes, varieties? What is the median age of those who go and vote? Yeah, all the kinds of things that go into the demographics that make somebody succeed. What are the demographics? So I don't know. I think it's going to make for a confrontation, but how much of a confrontation? Because there will be something, but how big will the confrontation be? That's the question. And it comes down to whether or not you think Boehner should be booted and that he really did do damage to Republicans and he should have stood up on a different kind of principle. Rand Paul is hoping that people are going to vote for him again and again and again and that he's going to become the nominee for president. And in fact, what he's saying is, and what he thinks or hopes will happen is now that Harry Reid is out of the way because he's no longer the majority leader in the Senate, is that there's going to be a big difference when there's going to be votes. Because remember, Reid at times, which is what Rand Paul is saying, would refuse to allow votes even from his own party if the legislation was something that the president didn't want to sign. But now that you have the Republicans in control of both houses, he says that's going to change. Because often Reid said no to Republican amendments, that it's either this is how it is or forget about it. But now the majority leader is Mitch McConnell, so he's going to let Republicans and Democrats have votes on their bills. That's what Rand Paul is saying. He's saying it's going to be vote, 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 and pass legislation. I hope he's right about that, because that would make for a big push and a much better path on the road to 2016. The white majority, we're talking about it next here on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. places. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Mom, I can't do my math homework. I just don't get it. I hate math.
I've always tried to be a good mother, but when it came to Jamie's math, I was at a loss. Then a friend told me about Math Made Easy DVDs. Concepts are simplified in an easy way to follow and review, and students can learn at their own pace in the convenience of home. Listen, in the frustration, call Math Made Easy. Call now, 1-800-USA-MATH. That's 1-800-872-6284. Or visit us at mathmadeeasy.com.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
What an appropriate song for what we're going to talk about here. I know you're out there alive and thriving, hopefully in 2015. But I got to tell you, sadly, we have such an undercurrent happening in the U.S. I mean, I've said this before, and there's no need to qualify, except for to say, of course, in the world we live in, there's all kinds of people. It takes all kinds of people. But when you're a state senator from Missouri, and think of what happened in Ferguson, and you're this Maria Chappelle Nadell, who's a state senator, and she's tweeting expletives and talking about the governor of Missouri and saying that it's all about white privilege, and that's what the problem is, it's white privilege. Igniting and stirring the pot on all kinds of things related, frankly, just straight up directly to race. And in this case, not specifically pointing to anything that I think that makes sense. And this is a person who was a super delegate to the 2008 Democratic Convention. Igniting that race war, just adding to it. And she's a state senator. And back when everything was going on with Ferguson and temperatures especially were high, here is what she had to say when she was interviewed by one of the Fox people. Take a listen to this quick snippet.
I'm just looking at all of the facts and my experiences, and I think, as well as some of my constituents think, at this point in time, the State Highway Patrol, St. Louis County Police, as well as the Ferguson Police Department may be trying to make this situation worse than what it actually is. I represent my constituents, not Governor Nixon. And so I need to tell you this. He has been absent from the minority community his entire career and only comes before us when it's politically expedient for him.
All right, so here's the thing. She represents District 14 in the Missouri State Senate. As I mentioned, Maria Chappelle Nadal. And somebody pointed me toward her. After she was on a couple of, not just Fox, she was on CNN and a couple of other places. And this goes to that feeding the fire, feeding the frenzy. So we get Ferguson and we understand the tensions are, you know, crazy, red hot, flashpoint, especially as everything was unfolding. But this idea of really, really going after the governor Nixon, and at one point she had a she's calling him Flat J. She's calling him Flat J. And you know, here's the thing: if she was protesting and saying I'm blaming it on the governor, I'm blaming it on the attitudes, previous attitudes. That's what I say. That's where that all hangs. That's where it all lies. You know, that's one thing, but the F-bombing all over Twitter, man, I mean, I would just have to say, she's sort of basking in this, you know, crazy controversy, and this is over really things that she's tweeted. She's talking about white privilege and saying that's what it's all about. So this whole tweet on white privilege has certainly lit the fuel, you know, lit the fire that's backing up to the fuel for this whole thing by smashing and smacking around about the white privilege idea and saying that, you know, saying that that this is, that she is talking about the governor and that this is the reason things have happened and the reason they are the way they are is because of what's happening there. I mean, on the, you know, if you look at what the Twitter thing, what she said is, let me be clear, when you exercise your hashtag white privilege, don't think I'm not going to remember. I will use it for the future. And then she writes, uncomfortable question mark. The system has literally failed the people I represent. There is no hope that anything will change. We go through the motions because we have to. So the topic of white privilege is basically this concept that refers to oppression of people of color in the United States due to due to bias leading to less opportunities for advancement, due to the historical references to history, due to the what exists in education and universities. You know, I guess that's the first thing. If you understand what it means, what white privilege, that whole term white privilege. But this goes back to the whole race hater baiter thing and basing things on the color of people's skin. And when you're a senator, I don't know, when you're a state senator, and you're not a talk show host, you're not an opinion-based columnist, you're a state senator, you absolutely could fight to make things better in a community. You absolutely have your own prejudices that you bring to a situation. But I think invoking the whole hate thing and throwing that out there, one, makes her more of a target, but besides the target thing, because I don't think she's concerned about being a target, but it fuels up people who are eating this up and leads them into the direction where we've seen all those businesses, for example, that were burnt down on that main street. People who didn't want to have businesses, of course, burned as a result of what happened in Ferguson, even if they were appalled by some of the things that they saw, this wasn't a way to solve it, and it certainly isn't a way to continue the dialogue. So very disappointing in somebody who has, you know, some of the people behind her is a young politician, 40 years old, has been there for a while, but with the bullhorn, with saying things on Twitter directly related to race and baiting that out there, man, that's falling down in the same dark well as some other politicians where they have tread. There is a way, an eloquent way, to get a point across that doesn't involve pounding the race, baiting and hating over people's heads. And listen, I get it. As I said, it takes all kinds. And certainly there's no way to say there's a clean slate in America, and it's a tough thing to tackle. Because here we are in 2015, and really, this is what we're constantly rolling back toward. There's no way to advance this. There's no way to move this forward. No way to push that out and treat people for what we see that they are. And listen, we know. We know what happened in Ferguson. But lighting the fuse of the powder keg doesn't help the people in that city. There are, like I said, more eloquent ways to get points across. Not being in the throngs of crowds screaming and then writing things across Twitter that basically pull what already is a tense situation into an even much more volatile one at that. Let's put it that way. For sure. It's like when we're talking about these two New York City police officers who have been shot, and it goes to what happened there with the mayor, why the police are so upset, because they feel as though the mayor ignited a powder keg in New York when he talked about protesters and his protesters being heroes and some of the things that were happening. And then look what you've got, two officers 5 days before Christmas in a car, and they're both gunned down. Now you have two police officers shot late on Monday night in the Bronx. They don't know that it's necessarily anything related to that or not. They're looking for the suspect. They're offering even a reward now at this point, $10,000, for information that leads to the arrest or conviction, if they can find them. It's, you know, now you've got the whole idea of cop killers out there, and are they being ignited into this situation by politicians? In New York, they've got a police van out that on the side of it says, cop shot, $10,000 reward, 1-800-COP-SHOT. I mean, they're just driving around with that all over the Bronx to get somebody to respond so they can find that person. Stay with us, 855-266-5283, if you want to throw in your two.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone, so call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Count, so we'll get there. Don't forget, coming up on our Wednesday into Thursday show, Nail the Score. If you correctly nail the score of one of the divisional games, who knows which one is going to be picked by our magical computer, you win all the prizes plus the bragging rights, and we're due for somebody to win. We've had a couple of winners in the past. You don't have to necessarily analyze the games whatsoever. You just have to pick a side and tell us what you think the final score is going to be. So, in other words, you don't have to have a great love for football. It's just a silly little game we play for a whole lot of fun. How's that? Plus, dumb things I shouldn't have done. And boy, a lot of you did some dumb things over the holidays because you wrote and told me all about them. So we're going to have some of those featured this week on that segment of the show. I love it. I love when people write in and just bare their soul and have no trepidation about saying what it is they did that led to the Christmas tree, well, catching fire. Oh, the biggest fear, too. And firemen hate that, by the way, because they say the most dangerous time of the year is actually right around the holidays, and part of that is the whole Christmas tree thing that people aren't paying attention and they leave trees on, or they have things, you know, wires coming out of the tree and they're underneath rugs and people are stepping all over them, and it just becomes a huge problem, let's put it that way. The flu is a huge problem, and we've had this debate, I think, ever since I cracked open the mic here on America Tonight, as to whether or not you should get a flu shot. The flu is pretty widespread in 43 states. The CDC threw out some statistics. You want to hear those statistics? Ugh, to get a flu shot or not. I think I've said this before. I haven't had a flu shot. I can't even remember the last time I had a flu shot. And the more I talk to people, the more they try to convince me that, yeah, I mean, it's bad. The CDC is saying that they've had a couple of kids that have sadly died from the flu. Three in Tennessee. There's 21 total deaths this flu season for children. It's reached pretty big levels in 43 states. That's up from 36 states a week ago. And the CDC says people should get a flu vaccine to guard against infection. That hand washing is a great defense, but, you know, this is the problem. Who's hand washing and who isn't? And then all these close contacts that you have with people who sneeze or cough or any of that kind of stuff is where you're going to get it, where the possibility lies, the danger lies. But 43 states, they're now saying that the outbreak is pretty big. You know, I've heard some people say that they've gotten the flu shots and, of course, they still have gotten the flu. And I guess that's why I think, well, how effective is it? How effective is the getting the flu shot? I'm going to say the jury's out. I mean, the jury's out. I've heard both sides of this as to whether or not you should get it. How many of you have gotten the flu shot? How about that? How many of you have rolled up your sleeve at your local grocery store and gotten the flu shot? I'd be curious to know. If you have gotten one, tell me about it. AmericaTonight.net. Remember that plane, that AirAsia Flight 8501? Well, the rescue and search people say that the main task is to get bodies of passengers that were aboard the crashed flight and the floating wreckage. But there is also an attempt to try to reach the fuselage and the tail of the plane on the ocean floor, and they're underway trying to do that. As much as they can piece together, that's the whole idea. They had a break in the weather finally on Tuesday so they could dive, and the ships with special sonar equipment on them could search in shallower water where they think the tail of the plane with the black box and all that is going to be. So the priority was to do both, was to search for those plane parts, but also for the bodies too. There were 162 people on board that flight. There wasn't any survivors. About 37 people have been recovered so far. And they've expanded. This is so tough. Can you imagine this? You're in charge and you think, all right, just picture in your mind, how many nautical miles? You're talking about 22,000 square nautical miles. I mean, that is a really wide swath. And with the weather and pulling ships, I mean, pulling pieces in different directions, yeah, pretty tough. And this is really sad because now there are stories about the people that were on the plane, which I think is good to know the people, to not just have them as, oh, these souls were lost in this plane. But 41 of them belonged to the same church. Talk about devastating. So you had all these people that were going on a trip for a church trip, and that is a big chunk of people. They weren't really traveling as a group, but the families knew each other. They'd been saving up their money. They were going on a holiday. They were celebrating the New Year in Singapore. That was the whole idea. That's why they were on the flight. And it was a single church congregation. So now the pastor is talking about the people and how close they were and you know, how shocking it is, and trying to deal with it, and that it's, you know, it's tough for people. They're overwhelmed and hearing the stories, and they're hoping they get the they're hoping they get the black box so that they can answer some of these questions on this plane as to why this plane went down, and was it something to do with the pilot, and there was bad weather, but he asked permission to climb, and then they disappeared. So what was it that happened? What were the specifics of this plane going under that they're able to say, here's what happened, no matter what it is? Here's what happened. Here's why this plane went down, because X, Y, Z. Because we weren't expecting this to happen, and this is what happened. So, by the way, clearing this up, since it's become another Christie Gate problem, the governor of New Jersey, Chris Christie, was seen all over the place in the Sunday game where the Cowboys beat the Lions in a wild card weekend playoff game. And I brought this up on the show because he's been tagged with this before. Who paid for Chris Christie to go to Dallas? Was it on his own dime, or the people of New Jersey, or what? So the Cowboys owner, Jerry Jones, paid for Chris Christie to go to the game against the Lions, including a ride on his private jet. He went as a guest of Jerry Jones, and there was no expense to New Jersey taxpayers. So, you know, Christie wore his lucky sweater, and of course he was there all over the tube. And New Jersey law, actually not, you won't be surprised by this, I can hear the jokes now. New Jersey law allows that a governor can get gifts, favors, services, meals, lodging, travel from relatives or personal friends that are paid for with personal funds. And he's, of course, been criticized for that, but he's been to 5 Cowboy games this season, and he's worn the same orange sweater to each one, and the team won all 5 games. So I just have this feeling he is going to turn up in Green Bay. And I guess the owner will fly him out of New Jersey. And I guess he'll be in that familiar sweater once again. If Jerry Jones thinks that that's his good luck charm, he'll be wearing the sweater, and he'll be there cheering for his Dallas Cowboys. But because of the questions surrounding who's paying for it, Jones said that he was paying for it, and he asked him to come up, and that was it, and they went and got him, period, and tried to kind of squash that. And I think Jerry Jones eats that up. Because it's more publicity. You know, it's getting more attention for something else. Focusing on, instead, the fact that Christie, who is a diehard New Jersey guy, is also a diehard Dallas Cowboys fan. And who knows? I mean, who knows what's next for Chris Christie? Because you got to feel like, yeah, with the 16 people possibly running from the Republican bench, he would have to be pretty much further down that list, I think, than a few other people that make it. Certainly lower than Jeb Bush. And I would say Rand Paul, too. Absolutely. Probably Ted Cruz. I'd put him on the list ahead of Chris Christie. I absolutely would. And then finally, coming up on America Tonight, as I said, we're going to look at the numbers. So often when we talk about things, numbers are attached to whatever that particular story is. A sad story we're going to start with about this North Dakota school bus. That's next on We Can Count here on America Tonight.
A award-winning Nobel Prize nominee Dr. Joel Wallach will be speaking January 7th at Faith Tabernacle Church, 2025 4th Street, North Minneapolis, and January 8th, Shiloh Temple, 1201 West Broadway Avenue, North Minneapolis. For more information, call 763-291-5052 or 763-221-8432. That's 763-291-5052 or 763-221-8432.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts, fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Topping We Can Count here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. This freight train and a school bus carrying 13 students, that bus collided in northeast North Dakota, killing the bus driver and a 17-year-old student. The 12 other kids on the bus were injured, some pretty seriously. It happened at about 3:46, so, you know, they were picked up from school. It was a gravel road. And it was near Larimore, a pretty well-known place, 20 miles, to give you an idea, 20 miles west of Grand Forks when the bus was hit on the right side by a train. The bus had the kids from the school, and they're not identifying the victims, but they say the driver was 62 years old. Oh, boy. And, you know, here's the thing. The crossing, it's not marked. It doesn't have flashing lights or a crossing arm. But it has a stop sign, and the bus driver didn't stop short of the stop sign. He went into the tracks is what he did. He entered the railway right-of-way and then was hit by the train. It's pretty terrible to look at the pictures, to tell you the truth. It's, you know, I mean, just unfortunately, he was right there. He's in the middle of it, and it could have been even worse than that, but regardless, it is still an unbelievable thing to happen. And when you see the, this is radio, but when you see the pictures, it looks like the bus was dragged. And how awful for those, I mean, how awful for those families. A manhunt is definitely on for a suspect or suspects in the shooting of two cops in New York City in the Bronx. In fact, they've got a van, a police van, that is calling for a $10,000 reward just to tell people here, call this 1-800-COP-SHOT. This is, you know, they're trying to really get the word out. Police are saying they don't think the officers were targeted, and the two police officers that were hit are in stable condition, but they're expected to be okay. And the mayor is deciding whether or not he needs to address the issue or just not say anything, meaning say that it's related to, you know, whether they were targeted. And it's just a sea of blue that you're seeing that respond immediately to anything of, such as these two cops being shot and then the $10,000 reward plopped out there and wrapping it around the police van so they can get the word out, which makes complete sense to me. The more you circle the blocks, the more possibility somebody saw something. How about this? How about this man that was told the $500,000 winning lotto ticket was a misprint? Oh, and the guy who had the ticket said his name is John Wines. He said, I didn't misprint it. I bought the ticket in good faith thinking if I was going to get, I was going to get my money, and they told me no. A misprint. Oh, that would be so brutal. So he did. He bought the ticket, and they're saying that the machine misprinted it. Oh, but wait a second. Don't I just go in, plop my money down, get the lottery card, and then when they call my numbers, shouldn't I be able to get the money? Well, no, it was a misprint. That'd be pretty tough, wouldn't it? I think it'd be pretty tough. When you hear that, when you hear the numbers and you're out of your mind crazy thinking, wow, I cannot believe that I hit $500,000. I can't believe it. It's a game changer. Even when they take the taxes out, I mean, those kinds of things are rolling through your head. You're already paying for everything. Then they tell you it's a misprint. That's pretty scary. So the tri-state area has been smashed with a pretty brutal Arctic winter storm. They say that's going to blast icy wind, snow, and sub-freezing temperatures throughout the area, meaning the tri-state is New Jersey, New York, etc. I know a lot of people are listening to us there. It started out in the 40s, and then it took a nosedive on Monday afternoon to the low 20s and the teens. Oh, perfect snow weather. Whipping winds, wind chills in the 20s in the afternoon, gusts up to 40 miles an hour. Ugh. I said this the other day, you can't whine completely about the weather, because we know that this weather's coming every year, don't we, when you live in a certain place? I mean, of course we know that. I guess it's the common denominator. It is, because you talk about the weather. Oh, it's cold today. It's beautiful today. It's, you know, whatever. But you can't be surprised, I think, about weather that we're expecting, because it happens every single year, doesn't it? It does. Of course it does. It does. I swear. How about Sarah Palin making news when she said, you know, she said there was a photo of Sarah Palin's young son standing on the dog to reach the kitchen sink. And there was a lot of reaction to this, you know, 6-year-old Trig, who was trying to get ready to wash dishes, and the black lab seems pretty relaxed, and it was posted on the former governor's Facebook page, and, you know, people liked it on however many millions of likes she got. And she wrote, Happy New Year. May 2015 see every stumbling block turn into a stepping stone on the path forward. Trig just reminded me he determined to help wash dishes with an oblivious mama, not acknowledging his signs for up. found me in a lazy dog blocking his way. He made his stepping stone, and that's what she wrote. And the response to it, there were like 70,000 responses liking the photo, but then there were comments. They were saying that it was animal mistreatment. And then there were a few people that offered support and said the dog would have moved if it was hurt. Then the president of the People for Ethical Treatment of Animals commented about it too as well. And, you know, making the comment about the dog. And Palin made a response. I mean, what PETA said was simply that people should not step on dogs. And judging by the reaction, you know, that has been out there all over the place, there were a lot of people that agreed with PETA. And so Palin responded in a Facebook post, and in her Facebook post she said, "Dear PETA, chill. At least Trigg didn't eat the dog." Wow, you gotta love that. I have to give her credit. I think that's actually kind of clever. If you see the picture of her son stepping on the dog, it seems quite harmless, honestly, and the dog is not portraying that he's uncomfortable or that he's, you know, it doesn't look like any kind of a cruel act in any way. And this is a light young kid and a very big black lab, which black labs can weigh up to, you know, 125 pounds, maybe even more than that, actually. But this one looks like it's probably in that range somewhere. So I'm going to call foul on that. I mean, there's a case of going after her for ridiculous reasons. What she wrote was fine. It was clever. It matched. And, you know, who cares? If anything, it's just extra publicity, I suppose. Sad story about two U.S. ski team prospects. They died in an avalanche in Austria. And people forget about these avalanches that are triggered and how deadly they can become. But they were really big prospects. Young guys. Ronnie Burlak, just 20, from New Hampshire. And Bryce Astle, 19, from Sandy, Utah. And they died. They were prepping for the World Cup races. There were four other skiers who were practicing with them, and they managed to escape. They got out of the massive slide and were unscathed, thank goodness, because at least they also knew. If they had been up there by themselves, then who would know what had happened there? Very, very sad. Both of them skiing since they were 2 years old. Thanks for listening to America Tonight.
Know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today. Day complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.